This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
And now it is time to get out to the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. And bring in our guest from GoLongTD.com, Tyler Dunn. Ty, how you doing today?
What's up, fellas? How you been?
Doing well. So tell us a little bit about GoLongTD and what we can find on that site.
Hey, man, I appreciate the opportunity. We launched it in November 2020 and just want to be a forever home of long-form journalism, right? I just feel like a lot of that magazine style writing, reporting has kind of gotten lost in the mix as a lot of the business kind of moves toward the fast food model. You know, that's kind of what the corporations are pushing a lot of sports writers to do. So on the Substack platform, you can sign up, golongtd.com, and just do a lot of these profiles, deep dives on teams. And, you know, it's, you can subscribe any day, anytime, but also you can just sign up for free and you know, give it a shot. If you like what you see, you can always upgrade at any time. But obviously know where that butter's bread, right? I spent a lot of years out there covering the Packers and have a lot of connections there. So definitely we'll be tapping into Green Bay quite a bit. Bob McGinn, who I'm sure a lot of your listeners are familiar with, he'll be back for season two here. Going to bring his expertise. So yeah, a lot of good stuff, a lot of fun, and I really can't thank everybody out there enough for signing up. I've been overwhelmed with the amount of Wisconsinites that have found us.
Well, and you got a piece that came out today about Kenny Clark. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Definitely. Yeah, so I want to say that kind of started back in January ahead of the playoff game against the 49ers. I flew out to Green Bay and spent a couple hours with Kenny at his home right in De Pere, and you know, that conversation was more about, you know, everything off the field he's been through in terms of his dad getting thrown into prison, you know, basically for a murder he insists he did not commit. You know, Kenny's a little kid, seeing his dad get taken away, it kind of left scars that took years to heal. And at that moment, he was just kind of figuring out how it all made him and as a person, as a player, all of that. So we caught up again ahead of training camp. And this time we just talked all about football. I think it's kind of an extension of that journey of self-discovery, whatever you want to call it. But as a football player, he is determined to just take this leap, this next step into all-time status, right? I think that he's driven to be an all-time great as a nose tackle, as a defensive tackle, as just a general player in this game. And he details, you know, in just incredible detail how he's doing it, from a keto diet to doing Pilates to just mentally trying to put himself in that stratosphere of like, yeah, I'm better than Aaron Donald. Yeah, I'm better than Cameron Hayward, any of these guys. And that's what Green Bay needs, right? I mean, it's not just some guy willy-nilly declaring himself the best. This is a team that needs to win with defense. Like, you lose Devontae Adams, and I love what Brian Gutekunst, what Matt LaFleur, everybody did. Instead of chasing that, instead of trying to find that replacement, you lean into what you are best at. You find a new identity. You're going to win with defense. And it feels like this team is on the cusp of going from good to great. I think the personnel is there. The scheme is there. The experience is there. And in Kenny Clark, you've got like the leader, the voice to elevate into that top three, top one stratosphere, which since 1967, Green Bay's had the number one defense once, and it was Leroy's team in 96. They think that they can do that this year.
Well, Leroy, do you think they can do that?
Well, I'll tell you what, you have the personnel to do it. Because, and how you doing, Tyler? Tyler's my guy.
Congrats,
full
Leroy.
Disclosure. Yeah, thanks
Congrats,
a lot.
Congrats, brother.
I appreciate that. I want to stay on Kenny Clark for a second because you're right about the defense. And for some reason, when you do these one-on-ones with these players like you did with MVS, I always learn something new. That what makes your journalistic – is that a word, journalistic?
Journalistic, skill? Yeah.
Yeah, we just create a word. That's very good. And he doesn't get the headline he deserves because I had a conversation with Warren Sapp. That's my guy. Warren Sapp, to me, we're on the same page. We're talking about impact. Now, he's, to me, once you're a gold jacket, as you know, you're all goats. So, to me, the first step is what we talk about. Warren Sapp had one of the best first steps of all time. Aaron Donald, first step, hands of all time. Howie Long, to me, is platinum. And then, you know, we're in the room with all the other gold jackets. I said, what about 9-7, cuz? Who? 97. Oh. Well, you know, he's going to be all right. Sapp, no, that's Roy Lee's boy. That's Kenny Clark, man. That kid is, they was, you know, some of the players were like, okay, I'm going to start watching him a little bit. So he's on that level now of being the guy that can dominate the defense. And I think Quay Walker's going to benefit. And I also think 59's going to benefit. But And the reason why, and my question is, do you think he can handle the pressure of that? Because he's such a great young man on and off the field. Do you think he can handle all the glamour that's going to come with being one of the top tackles in the world?
I really think so. I think he is embracing the pressure that comes with declaring yourself the best of the best, as he did in our conversation, right? Like he said it not once, not twice. I want to say three or four times. And I think by kind of verbalizing it, by putting it out there, he wants all the smoke that comes with that.
Ooh.
Right? He knows the other guys. He knows Aaron Donald and DeForest Buckner and Cameron Hayward. Chris Jones, all these guys. I mean, there's a lot of D tackles who get more love than him. But I think Kenny's point is like, how many guys are playing the nose and swallowing two blockers and, you know, taking those two blockers and pushing them back and making plays, right? And getting 4, 5, 6 sacks. And when he watched the film, you know, he saw a lot of sacks that got away, a lot of plays that got away. And that's kind of what he's trying to do is with that split second that he was away from getting a sack or a big play. How do you make up for that split second? And that's where you shed 15 pounds. He finished last season about 320, and he said he's going to start 305 and try to stay at 305 this season. And it was so funny talking to him. And he got into this in the story. He's like, you live in Wisconsin and it gets cold. You tend to eat a little more, drink
that's
a
right.
little more. Like,
that's
it's,
right.
And I said, I can relate.
me too.
By the end of the season, I'm like stepping on the scale. It's like, holy crap, what the hell happened here? it's like, I was down at Fox Harbor with my buddies, maybe drinking a little too much. But it's just life. It gets cold. It doesn't thaw out till May or June. And I think the players are no different. So he's just way more disciplined than he's ever been in his life with his diet. And he's way more determined mentally with his approach to the game. I think that he's ready to really elevate. And look who's next to him, Leroy. I mean, you got Jerron Reed. You've got Devontae Wyatt. You've got some talent now where he's going to be singled up more often, I would think.
Yeah. And that's the thing about it. Because I remember, and I still got my subscription, by the way, to go long. I just want to let people know that.
I appreciate it, man. We love it.
It's worth it, man.
Because
it's always good, and I really enjoyed the Bob McGinn stuff for last year. But I want to move to the offense a little bit because, you know, Christian Watson was on the PUP. You know, Sammy Watkins, who I'm a big fan of. I hope he can get back to track. So I think I wouldn't say force Aaron Rodgers to spread the ball around. I think Aaron Rodgers understands he has to spread the ball around. But they're going to see more two-back sets with A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones, a lot of ball control. They're going to try to do that. But my question is, what are you expecting? Did you ask him about Jordan Love?
No, not yet.
Okay, because I want to ask about Jordan Love. What are you expecting from him? We know what Aaron can do because he's not going to play in preseason. What are you expecting from Jordan Love in this third year? Now he has a different offensive coordinator and a different quarterbacks coach than Tom Clements.
I mean, I thought that Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur put it perfectly. He just seems from afar to be way more decisive, and it kind of starts with your footwork. It starts from, you know, your feet up, and if you've got that kind of figured out, everything else comes easy. And it was all the other stuff, I think, that was there all along. You know, at Utah State, I mean, I've talked to his coaches there, teammates there. I mean, the plays he would make improvisational-wise on the run, outside of the pocket, throwing at just insane arm angles. Like, he had all that. So if you can figure out the timing and the fundamentals of everything else, right, like from the waist down to just know, okay, 1, 2, 3, the ball's got to get out. And it's all there. It's been there all along. I mean, that's why they drafted him in the first round, is you just don't see quarterbacks that are gifted physically like Jordan Love. And I think they knew it was a project all along. And, hey, if there's one benefit to him not playing as much as he'd probably like to play, it's he can just kind of come along slowly. Now you have to see it in the game. I mean, it's one thing to do it in practice. I think they're going to definitely want to see, obviously, improvement from what he did last year, which it wasn't nearly as apocalyptic as some folks made it out to be. I mean, God, Troy Aikman calling the game, he would have thought it was like a natural disaster, that Chiefs game. I don't think it was that bad, but you definitely will want to see more. And I mean, this is Jordan Love Super Bowl, right? I mean, they hope they don't see him again, but this is your chance to see if he is ready to start next year, if he has to.
Right.
Talking with Tyler Dunn from Go Long TD here on the Wendy's Big Show. This offense, and you mentioned a little bit at the start of your article talking about Kenny Clark, this offense is going to look very different without Davante Adams.
Very different.
How do you think it's going to end up shaking out? Is it going to be more running backs? Are we going to see some of these rookie wide receivers step up? How do you see this offense looking this year?
Well, I think identity-wise, it is the shift that had to happen. I mean, how long are you going to bang your head against the wall doing what you've always done? I mean, since they won the Super Bowl, which can't take that away from Green Bay, obviously, but since 2010, you're going on, what, 11, 12 years of playing? You know, it's kind of through the prism of your passing game and the offense and outscoring teams. And, you know, special teams is kind of shoved to the back burner. Defense is kind of shoved to the back burner. And I've talked to players on some of those Mike McCarthy teams who really thought that the head coach, you know, just didn't really emphasize defense like he should have in training camp. And it seemed like his eyeballs were always on the offense. And maybe things were a little too finesse, too soft. And the personnel reflected that. They were just trying to kind of force turnovers to get by and win these games. And that catches up to you. I mean, you're talking now since 2018, 6 first-round picks on defense.
Yep.
You're talking about big name signings in free agency. Street free agents like Rasul Douglas that you hit the jackpot on. This has been multiple years in the making where you can win a 21-17 game. And I think they're built to win that now. And you finally paid up for a really good coach on special teams, and you're not just trying to get by there. And it just comes down to I think Aaron Rodgers will buy in. He's a smart guy, but, you know, you might just have to punt sometimes, and you might just have to, when Matt LaFleur calls a running play, stick with that running play, because A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones could be the best 1-2 punch in the league. And no, it's okay for drives to end and kicks, and you just try to win a little more ball control type of game. It feels weird to say it that way. We've never talked that way about the Green Bay Packers, but they're built now to win with defensive football, you know, in low-scoring games, and I think that's a good thing because everything else hasn't really worked the last decade.
Real quick, before we let you go, Matt LaFleur is one of the best, probably the best coach in the regular season the last 3 years, 39-10. But you know, they judge these guys based on Super Bowls. His group of guys, Kyle Shanahan and McVay, these guys went to Super Bowls, so that's the only thing missing. So people want to know how can they get to a Super Bowl? And one thing what we did back in the mid-90s with Holmgren, on Fridays we kept it competitive, first offense, first defense, the whole practice. So we look forward. Yeah. We did that after week 11. So when we got into playoffs, it propelled us to a Super Bowl. What do you think they need to change, in your opinion, to try to get to that next level?
Ooh, I like that. I like that idea. You know, and we talked for that tight end book I was working on, Leroy. That was something that the Saints did with Sean Payton, too, on Fridays. You know, it was one-on-one. I think it was only like 6 or 7 plays. But even that, it reached a level of intensity and volatility where the offense and defense wanted to kill each other. Some of that stuff's good, right? I think you need some of that stuff. It just seems like too often the Packers are kind of limping into the playoffs for one reason or another, and just something's off. I don't know. I mean, hey, I'm all in for that idea. Anything that kind of has the energy up. I mean, even the playoff game against San Francisco at Lambeau Field, even players said this. It felt lethargic. It felt sluggish. They just didn't have that intensity. So anything you can do to just raise the level of intensity is going to help. And I think thinking about this team through the lens of the defense is going to help you one way or another, because you've got some guys on that side of the ball that want to take your head off. And when's the last time we said that about Green Bay?
Tyler, appreciate the time
good
today,
stuff,
man. Keep
Tyler.
Up the great work at Go Long TD.
Any day, any time, guys. Thanks so much. And, hey, congrats again, Leroy. That was awesome.
Say hello to the family, because I know the kids are older now. So just tell Uncle Leroy says hi.
Oh, we were watching. You got it. They're big fans already.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.